Park Row Books and Harper Audio present The Lotus Shoes by Jane Yang. Performed by Catherine Chin and Catherine Ho. For my husband, the anchor in my life, and for Mum and Dad, your sacrifices gave me a life in Australia with opportunities that wouldn't have been possible if we had stayed in my birth country. Part 1. 1. Little Flower. I sat shivering on a low stool in our farmhouse kitchen. The frosty air stung my cheeks and chilled my hands and feet until they hurt. To warm up, I rubbed my arms and legs. Though it never snowed in southern China, this winter in the sixth year of Emperor Guangxu's reign felt brutally cold. Normally, I would still be curled beneath our patched quilt, but my unknown had woken me at first light.
"We are going on an adventure today,"
she announced, turning to me with a basin of boiling water. For the first time in months, her thin, pale face broke into a smile. But it wasn't a proper sparkling smile, like the ones she used to shower on me before my ate died. This smile looked stiff, and her eyes remained dull.
"I'm taking you to Canton City," she continued. "Farmer Tang will give us a ride on his cart."
She poured cold water into the basin. I squealed, clapping with delight. I had never been to Canton City, but I had heard all about it from traveling storytellers. Peddlers prowled the streets selling sugared plums, sweet buns, and roasted chestnuts. My belly grumbled at the thought of them, reminding me that I had not eaten since yesterday's bowl of watery congee. The storytellers also boasted of traveling acrobats, men who swallowed live snakes, and puppet shows.
"Is little brother coming too?" I asked.
"He is too young," she said. "I've sent him to our neighbor for the day. This is a mother and daughter trip."
"Why are we going?"
"Little girls should not ask questions," she chided. "Good girls keep quiet, follow rules, and obey grown-ups."
Her tone was mild, but her face sagged with misery, frightening me into silence. She knelt in front of me, cradling my golden lilies in her palms.
"Do you remember why I started binding your feet when you were only 4? She asked.
Because,
I shook my head. With a heavy sigh, she explained, "Other 6-year-old girls in our village wouldn't start foot binding until now. Some farming families might even wait until their daughter is 7 or 8, if they're desperate for an extra worker around the house. But that is risky. Do you know why?"
I shook my head again.
"The bones might already be too stiff to be shaped. I love you so much that I bound your feet 2 years ago, as though you're a little lady, to make sure you get perfect golden lilies so you can be like Consort Yao Niang. Do you remember her story?"
"I do."
Eager to impress her, I merrily recited the bedtime tale she had often told me.
"Once upon a time, before the Manchu invaded, and when China was cut up into lots of little kingdoms, like a patchwork quilt, there lived an emperor called Li Yu. He loved to see new things. One day he asked his many, many wives to surprise him with a new dance. Everyone tried, but no one was good enough except Yao Niang. She wrapped her feet into crescents and danced on her toes."
"What else?" she quizzed. I frowned. She prompted, "The emperor was so impressed that he promoted her to royal imperial consort."
"Oh!"
With a bounce, I finished her sentence.
"So no other wife could boss Yao Niang around except the empress. All the ladies of the court copied her, and soon, rich girl
Sample complete. Ready to continue?